It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. Early yesterday morning, the U.S. Senate adopted a Republican budget measure that would deliver as much as $70 billion for immigration enforcement and end a partial shutdown. That comes after Senate Democrats refused to completely fund the Department of Homeland Security unless policy changes were made for immigration enforcement. The vote is a step toward the GOP using a process known as reconciliation to circumvent Democrats and pass the measure with a simple majority. Also coming out of the Senate this week, a vote to restrict the president's ability to use military force against Iran has failed for a fifth time. Last week, Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson joined the show to talk about Senate business. Now we'll hear from Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin. I talked to her yesterday. I want to start with your reaction to the vote early Thursday morning in the Senate, effectively starting the reconciliation process to fund the Department of Homeland Security without Democrats having to get on board with it. Your reaction to that decision by your Republican colleagues to move forward on that?
Look, in late March, the Senate voted unanimously to fund the majority of the Department of Homeland Security budget. This was, as I said, a unanimous vote that funded activities like FEMA, TSA, the Coast Guard, and many other important functions. But we held out for separate consideration the budget for ICE and the Border Patrol. Because it was very clear after what we saw in our neighboring state of Minnesota that ICE and Border Patrol were really becoming rogue agencies that needed to be reined in and needed to have applied to their agencies common sense guardrails so that we wouldn't see U.S. citizens killed on our residential neighborhood streets or in proximity to schools and places of worship. Sadly, this has not happened. It was a very straightforward request on the part of Democrats to put these guardrails around these agencies that had really gone off the rails. And so that brought us to last night, where our Republican colleagues are trying to force a vote on a simple majority basis in the Senate, whereby they would forward fund ICE and Border Patrol for a number of years without any of those common sense guardrails that I just described. Very frustrating, especially since we provided in the Senate last month a very straightforward way to keep the other functions, the important functions of Homeland Security, moving forward. Sadly, the House rejected that, and now we find ourselves in this circumstance.
Did you see any way you could have negotiated within the Senate to get 60-plus votes on an ICE and Border Patrol package that would have gotten some of what you wanted maybe a month ago versus now with this reconciliation, Democrats are out of the picture in writing this legislation?
Well, one of the realities we have right now is that during a bill that was passed last summer, a similar process with reconciliation, this was the bill that Donald Trump called his one big beautiful bill, but we regard it as anything but. There was advance funding for ICE and Border Patrol already contained in that legislation that Republicans have been drawing upon to keep those agencies functioning even during the partial shutdown of the remainder of Homeland Security's sub-agencies. And because of that, they had no motivation to come to the table. Again, the vast majority of Americans support the common sense guardrails that we're talking about. We're talking about things like stopping the roving patrols through residential neighborhoods and instead making sure that ICE executes on warrants, judicial warrants, not just picking people up on the streets, right? And things like don't wear masks and have your identification clearly visible for citizens to see. None of these were things that my Republican colleagues were willing to negotiate on. And so, again, we find ourselves in the sad circumstance of they're pursuing this path without the guardrails around these agencies that really have been turned into, in many regards, almost like a private Donald Trump militia.
We're talking to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin from Wisconsin. You forced a vote yesterday or earlier this week in the Senate that would restrict the president's actions against Iran. That's a resolution that's effectively come up before. It failed again yesterday. Why are you bringing this back to the floor again?
You know, Donald Trump's war in Iran, now passing its 50th day, is an illegal war of choice. Presidents have the ability to defend our nation. If we were under attack or under imminent threat of attack from any country or any terrorist group, for example, the president would have full authority, regardless of Congress, to defend our nation. But that was not the case with Iran. And quite the contrary, in President Trump's first term, he actually ripped up a diplomatic negotiated deal that would have reined in Iran's nuclear program. He ripped it up and left us with nothing, and then goes to war in Iran. There can be no business as usual when the president abuses the laws of this nation and the Constitution in such a way. It is Congress that declares war. But the president has not sought congressional authorization for this war in Iran. And in the meantime, we've lost 13 service members, hundreds more injured, many severely. And we have seen U.S. taxpayers putting up billions of dollars to pay for this war. And we're also seeing, of course, the rising costs of fertilizer and fuel. Fuel prices are already immediately affecting Americans when they fill up their tank. But we will soon see the ripple effects of the fertilizer spikes as our farmers put their crops in the field, and those are passed on ultimately at the checkout counter in our grocery stores.
We talked to your Wisconsin Republican Senate colleague Ron Johnson last week. He said the war effort in Iran and the expense you mentioned are justified because of Iran's actions over the last 47 years since the revolution there. Here's a listen.
I oppose the bloodshed, the lives of innocent people that the Ayatollahs have on their hands. What I support is I support ending this war once and for all. And there's a cost to ending the menace, the threat, the brutality of the Iranian regime.
Ultimately, that cost is worth it, Senator Johnson says.
You know, this president, when he went to war in Iran, had a different reason for declaring that he did so. It varied from hour to hour, almost week to week. At first, he pointed to the protests in Iran against the ruling regime at the time, saying that we needed to go in militarily to support those protesters seeking democracy. Then he started talking about Iran's ballistic missile program. Then he started talking about Iran's nuclear program, which, by the way, he said he had completely obliterated only months earlier when the U.S. Partook in bombing raids last year in June. And this president then said he was about regime change. What has this war gotten us? Well, the regime is arguably more hardline now than it was when this war started. They still maintain control of the enriched uranium in the country of Iran. And Americans are paying the price, both in terms of loss of life of our armed service members, but also in terms of the impact on our economy and, frankly, the global economy. The solution here is a diplomatic solution. And what my colleague Ron Johnson was talking about with regard to Iran's nuclear ambitions was the subject of a diplomatic deal that that Donald Trump in his first term literally ripped up. And we should be pursuing diplomatic solutions, political solutions to the issues we have. They're not going to be solved in a war.
Turning to last week's storms here in Wisconsin, Governor Evers has called on Wisconsin's congressional delegation to advocate with the White House for storm relief after the flooding in many communities, tornado touchdowns, and more. We got, after last year's flooding, about half of the support we look for, one kind for people, not the other kind for local governments. Are you advocating with the White House on this?
Absolutely. So want to work very closely with the governor's office at such time as he seeks the federal disaster declaration. I will be fully supporting the efforts to have the president and FEMA follow through. Devastation that communities are facing is significant and widespread throughout the state. It is communities in all parts of our state that have suffered from the flooding, from the damage of storm destruction. And we want to do everything we can to make folks who have suffered those tragedies as whole as is possible.
Senator Baldwin, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's Tammy Baldwin, Democratic senator from Wisconsin. I spoke with her yesterday about the Iran war and ICE funding. We heard from Republican U.S. Senator from Wisconsin Ron Johnson earlier this month. You can find that interview online at WPR.org.